For our liturgical moment today, I wanted to talk about the Pax Domini and the Agnus Dei, which are both Latin terms. The Pax Domini means peace of the Lord, and the Agnus Dei means Lamb of God. And they directly follow the words of institution in our services. And for the Pax Domini, all that it is I say to you, the peace of the Lord be with you always, and then you respond with your word of amen. And one of the things I wanted to point out is that when I say that in this particular place, I don't mean like a general peace of the Lord. I don't even mean kind of the usual term that I mean, and that kind of like you're not at war with God anymore, although that's most certainly true. I'm actually talking explicitly about the body and blood which were just consecrated. And so that's one of the reasons that I will hold up the body and the blood when I say that, is because I'm not just saying, you know, the general peace. I'm saying, this peace that I have right here in my hand, be with you always. Be with us always. Until he comes again, in which case he'll still be with us always. So that's actually a very specific reference that we're trying to make there. And then, of course, the next one, the Lamb of God, is actually the very same thing. When we're saying, O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy on us, and grant us peace. We're not talking about kind of just be with us in sort of a general or vague way. We're saying, no, the one who is right here with us right now, be with us, have mercy upon us, grant us that peace. And so these are both actually explicit references to the communion that has just been consecrated, and after which you will receive momentarily in this part of the service. So as we go through that today, I would encourage you to pay attention to that. Keep an eye on that peace that you get, on that mercy that you get when you receive it here this day.